Test Oren Aleph. Starting the next part of the Sugya.
Not
in that time, you can't hear, can you? Yeah. It's mute in the back. Boy Minei, Rev Amo, Bamamo, Rev Ami. Second wide line, you test Oren Aleph. Boy Minei, Rev Amo, Bamamo, Rev Ami. Romri Lo. And some people said that Reb Abba Bar Mamon asked Reb Chiya Bar Abba, he asked Reb Chiya Bar Abba, what is the maleches b'mokoy sheyesh shelo, ela im kein menatezes? If the animal is going in a place that it's impossible for it to walk unless it is kicking up those stones, ubato. And this animal not just walks, but actually kicked up those stones with kavanos la'aza v'tizah, and pushed up these stones, sent these stones flying. V'zikan, indeed, it caused damage. Mal, what's the deal? This case is a normal case. The animal is walking down, and according to all practical way of life, the kelim would have got broken anyway. Because this animal was walking and the stones would have been kicked up and it would have broken the kelim. But this animal didn't just walk. This animal actually went and kicked it. Do we say, Mal, what's the difference? Even the Epshalom, since it has no other way of doing it, anyway, this kelim would have broken. Okay, that's considered the normal thing. Or perhaps, Hashto Mia Machmas Biut. Coming not so serious. Or perhaps, in the end of the day, ultimately, this animal did kick up these stones and one of the kli broke due to the act of Be'ita. So do we say it is tzrayos, normal tzrayos, chatzi nedek, or do we say, no, this is a keren, and it should have the halachas of keren. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Do we say, go basa, the mice of the kli would have broken anyway, and therefore should be just normal tzrayos of regel. Or we say, no, maybe this was what did the animal do? The animal did a shinoi, so it should be keren. And they can't leave that table. The shine is, what was the tzad that you should be keren? Saying maybe it's regel, or maybe it's keren. There might not come in. I can think of three possibilities. What should be an afkamina if it's keren or if it's regel? Maybe you can think of more. One of them is maybe it could be nezik sholim because keren has an element of mu'ud that can get to nezik sholim. So maybe it should, if you did the mu'ud 3 to 4 times, maybe it should be nezik sholim. Another possibility, maybe it should be potter and it should be chayv and shesarabim. Keren is chayv and shesarabim, regel is potter and shesarabim. Third possibility is maybe it's tzrayos, maybe it's shinui of tzrayos, maybe you get only pay 25%. So there's lots of different possibilities. You could say a fourth possibility is it ma'aliyah or is it megufoy? There's lots of possibilities. What could possibly be the shayla here in the Gemara? Again, what is the story? It certainly would have broken anyway because the animal walking would have kicked up the stones. The actual fact is the animal did it in an unusual way. So is it regel or is it keren? We're saying there's four possibilities. Well, it could be enough to mean if it's keren or regel. We have to see how the Rishonim learns. How the Rishonim learn what is the shayla. Anyone got any problem with any of the four malachim we said? Again, the four malachim we're suggesting is maybe since it's keren, you could be nezek shalim if it did on the fourth time. Or maybe since it's a keren, on the first couple of times you should only pay a quarter. Or maybe since it's a keren, maybe it's chayv in a shesurabim. Maybe since it's a keren, maybe it's megufoy. There's a four possibilities that you could explain the Gemara. And you take, so Rashi says two of them. Rashi says two of them. Tosfos says a possibility of a third one, and how the Rishonim say a fourth one. So here goes. Rashi, post on my letters. If you were here in the room, you would tell us it's probably line 32. Post on my letters. Rashi, first one on my line is post on my letters. Oh, it's done Aleph. No, no, you tell some of that Malchai. You tell some of that. We're moving on. Oh, it's done Aleph. Oh, it's done Aleph. It's for the time. You have it to say yes, then I know it. We're good. Oh, it's done Aleph. It's for the time. It was going in the Chatzan Izzik. So we actually already answered one of the points. We're not talking about Rishis Rabim. We're talking about Rishis Hanizik. So the Shad is not whether it's got Din of Rishis Rabim or not whether it's Rishis Rabim, because Rashi says clearly we're talking about it was going in Chatzan Izzik. Melee Tsuris. It's full of Tsuris. The EF Shalom. It's impossible. EF Shalom. It's impossible for it to walk without it. Pushing up the stone. We're about 20 lines up, 15 lines up in the narrow lines, from the end of the narrow line. Last word on the line is okay. First word is who. So the shine is okay, of the tsuris ba'am, having all time. Yeah, tsuris ba'am, since it's normal, this clear would have broken anyway, so it's normal. And therefore, it should be like tsuris ba'am, no, shalom hatsinez. Or perhaps in this case, actually, the animal kicked up. So it did it with a beat it. So it's a Karen. Oh, so just what's the shaita? If you say there's a shayat shinu the tsuris, remember Rashi had the shayla about that, the beginning of the page. What's the then if you do tsuris and a shinu? Is it 50% or 25%? So Rashi had the shayla. If you say 25%, then we have a good child. So do you pay only 25%? If you would say there is shinu v'tzoros, you'd pay only 25%. Or would be an ezim mishalemes, this final would pay 25%. Says Rashi, the child of the Gemara was a sopik of the child. The child of the Gemara presented was only based on one side. We had a shayla beforehand whether there's a shinu v'tzoros. That means maybe you did so it's an unusual way, maybe you paid 25%. What's the din if you did it in an unusual way, but it would have broken anyway? Even if you normally it would have exactly the same thing happened. It's walking down the street in a place like Long Street. It's walking down the Chotan Nizek where it would have anyway thrown up the stones and damage the cave. Actually, it would have broken anyway. So do you say, well, anyway, it would have broken. So that's right now. You say, no. In the end of the day, you did it with the shinui, so it's a Karen. What's enough gemina if it's Karen? 25%, that's enough gemina. That's the Mahalach of Rashi. So it's a funny shot, really, because it's only based on one side of Rashi. Rashi had to shine it.
That means
no, Im Tim Tzalayim. If you would say that this and this is the shayla and this is the din, I now go another shayla. Im Tim Tzalayim, that's how Rashi said it. Im Tim Tzalayim. Im Tima, if you would say. And Rashi now presents another pshat. This other pshat, I read it the first time, and I read it the second time, and the third time, I suddenly caught the same amazing things. Okay, it's Rashi, okay. Now, this is another pshat to explain what the subject is of this animal that's walking down the Chatzan Nizek and kicking on the stones. And the shayla is, do we say it's okay to go? Or maybe it's Karen. What would be the nachmin if it's Karen? So it's Rashi. Okay, but sorry, so no, it's simple, sorry, but under the regal. Even if he had the wood, even if he did it four times, even if it was got into a custom of kicking up, doesn't make a difference. You only pay chatzin ezek. Says Rashi, why don't you pay chatzin ezek? Because anyway, have him in that so. The stones would have been kicked up, so the fact that he kicked it is irrelevant. The tree would have broken anyway. Or he didn't. Oh, perhaps Machmas built. Also, in the end of the day, the stones broke because of the built, but he kicked it. And if he becomes a mod, Meshalem is Nezik Sholim. He was paying Nezik Sholim. They keep the Mishunu, I'm a told of the Kerem. Since it's Mishunu, it's a told of Kerem. Says Rashi, I shall live, maybe it's a Kerem. Maybe you pay Nezik Sholim. Maybe you pay Nezik Sholim. If you would have booked normally, okay, it would have been paid Chatzin Nezik. But at the end of the day, this was a Pirus. It was Kerem. And if you did it four times, you did it three times, you came aboard. On the fourth time, you would have to pay Nezik Sholim. That's a Shaila of the Gemara. Do we say it's Chatzin Nezik because it's Reis of Rega? Or at the end of the day, it was Kerem. The Gemara didn't go off of the tape.
Does Kerem require the Kufa or no?
What do you mean?
Just that, like, it's Svora, it's Svoros of Karen. So it's still Svoros. So we're saying that.
Are you saying that it's in the shot of Rashi before? And we said that by Shen, it needs to be second shot of Rashi then. It needs to be definitely Gufa, otherwise not. Yeah,
right.
This would be going on the first shot of Rashi, maybe. Right, or some other shot,
yeah.
Right, so we saw in the Gemara.
The Gemara in the middle of the beach.
Did not say clearly clear that you can have service of break of Karen. That was a question on that we saw not asked. The question on that. So that's the shadow back on the second shot rush. That's the shadow. Do we say Trego? Because it's service of break, or we say no. Since he kicked it, it's Karen. What's enough to mean if it's Karen? Second shot of Russia, what's enough to mean if it's Karen? Now you've been as extraordinary.
But it's more.
And it's a more.
So why is there a thought not? Why is there a thought that it's field? Why is it not automatically Karen?
So it said because it would have happened anyway. The field is a broken
question. Sure, it's Karen. Who are we to it?
Well,
in this case, it's what happened anyway.
Right? Well, that's the Shaya. When the Torah says a carrying a chayim, is that only because it was a shinuk, that's why the damage happened? Or maybe no. Maybe irrelevant whether the damage would have happened anyway or not. The fact you did it this way, that's good for the Shaya, the Shaya of the Gemara. When the Torah says a chayim for carrying, what's pshat? It's pshat because the only reason why this animal died is because this animal, the mazik was went out to get her. Otherwise, it would have been living. Or no, you're chayim because you did it in a funny way. That's why you're chayim. That's a good for the shayla of the Gemara.
Strange definition.
Which definition? This animal did something. That's the shayla. We know the Torah says that for shen and regel. Let me know the Torah. We know the Torah says a special halacha with Karen. You can have Nezik Sholim and say you have Mishnah Zerabim because it can also lahazi. So now we can have a Chakir. Here is a English word for. We can investigate. What's the svara for this? If Pshat, the Torah said, you know why you have Mishnah Zerabim for Karen? It's because your animal went out of its way to go and smash up this animal. And that's why the animal died. It wouldn't have died if your animal controlled itself, so you jolly well pay for it. Or say no. The reason why you're trying to pay for Karen is because the animal did something weird. It's not regal. If anything, I can hear very much this far. The reason why I have to pay for Karen is because your animal caused this damage. If it would have happened anyway, then why put it under Karen? Put under Karen, Shen regal, it would have happened anyway. Okay, I could have heard that. Anyway, it's a shame to look at my.
Why would that be your reason to pick?
I mean, normally, like when you hear Shomer and your animal, there's something unusual that's unexpected. You say you're butter because it's unexpected, you're not expected. So the weirdness means makes it less expected. Yeah, right. You're not doing that. It's something which is, whatever. Your animal was coming also to ask you. Your animal went out to go and smash up my animal. So you have more liabilities. No, that's not the other side. Because it's weird.
Oh, I said that should be the reason behind it. Let me use the word weird. If we did, meant Kamanos Lahazik, that's what I'm talking about. Kamanos Lahazik, or it's Tom Reagan. Okay, now that wasn't the R actually I was expecting you to ask. There is a big Kashan Rashi. I don't know if this is, I don't know, tell me soon.
No, I want to get bring out this Kashan Rashi. if it's a bone, you can ask it. It's a question on one. From understanding?
Well, I hope so.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Right. Your parent, it's Thursday.
If you're going on this the Mishuna route, and then after on the fourth time, it's no longer Mishuna for the animal. So why would you think that maybe it's still, why is it still hold on to the Karen aspect of it?
So every Karen is like that.
What if it's not good? Is what makes it Karen is only because it's not Mishuna.
Maybe you're meaning to ask what I'm about to ask. Maybe I'm saying definitely would be included in your question. Oh, it's a penultimate, this Rashi. Rashi's telling us that if the animal would have done it normally, then how much would it have to pay? And because it became a mud, did it unusually, it pays more than it would have paid had it done it normally. If it done it normally on the first time, how much would it have paid? Normally. Normally, then that's mud, normally. How much would it have paid? Can't see Nezik. Why? Really, it should be Nezik Sholem. But the Torah said, Torah is the Beit Chatzin. But because it did the unusually, so it goes under the care, and now it pays more than what the animal would have been moved for at the beginning.
Because you have two of us, and then one step.
Well, whatever. It's a very, very difficult understanding. Tosis on W.K. on Aleph, there are outs. There's no way you can say such a thing. Tosis said, if, serious. Throws in the normal way on the third time, fourth time, fifth time, chatzinezek. Then even if you do it in an unusual way, it also be chatzinezek. Because Taisa says it can't be that throws in an unusual way should be more chamor than throws in a normal way. I think that's Mordechai and Shuras together. They're oris. It can't be, says Taisa. That was Taisa. The bottom of the Aleph, which we saw. Taisa said.
There.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the end of Yud Kesem al Aleph. V'i ein hador v'chi ochai. You see the Shua. In the middle of Yud Kes al Aleph. 5 lines at the very bottom of Tosis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Beginning of the line is hador.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah? Tosis said, V'i ein hador v'chi ochai. If it's not Shaykh, to be a mood in the normal way. That means if it would do it in a normal way, it wouldn't become a mood. Even if you were doing it in an unusual way, it wouldn't become Nezik Sholim. Through being a mood, can't be more than Ki Uche. So Tosis says such a pshat, not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to say that you should have to pay Nezik Sholim more than had it done it in a normal way. As a normal way, it's normal tzorayos, there's no such thing as more. And the only bechati nezek, because you kicked, you should have to pay more than that. It doesn't make any sense. And those are
what you want to say. Okay, you should pay more because animal has a record now, potentially for the environment.
But every animal,
same thing.
Every red of that.
Everybody's
a little fool right now. No, it's something which is certainly going to happen. When this animal walks, it kicks up stones. Every regular. Okay, but you knew about your animal that. And I'm telling you, every animal walking down the street has a track record of kicking up stones. And yet you don't have to pay 100%, you only pay 50%.
Actually, you pay nothing on the street.
So what is with your personality? Why should I make it more? Okay.
Somebody
who has a violent streak is more punished. Okay. Fine. So it says that's not shy. The Rashi here, this second child, Rashi's got sad to say that yes, it would be a moment. Now, a different with Ruben is looking at Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, quite rightly so, because Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis did give such a pshat. The first pshat of Rashi, which Rashi didn't like, the first pshat of Rashi did have such a pshat, that the animal happened four times, and maybe you would be in Ezek Shalom. Rashi had the pshat, that was the pshat of Rava, Yesh Ador Litzuris, Ein Ador Litzuris. Do we say that no such thing as Mu'ud by Litzuris, even if you do it with the Shin, even 50%? Oh no! If you do it with the Shin, you pay 100%. That's the Taisa didn't agree with that Shabbat. And Rashi also didn't agree with that Shabbat. No, there was a Shaila what Rabbah meant. Boy, Rabbah, Yesh Ador Litzuris, Ein Ador Litzuris. Rashi presented two shots and what that Rabbah meant. Did he mean he's doing a shinui? Or no, in the normal way? Right. And the shayla was two possibilities now to explain Rabbah's shayla. Do we say Rabbah was doing that in an unusual way? And he did it four times. And the shayla was, does it get put up to the ikshalim or not? That's one way of learning Rabbah. Rashi says not the ikshalim shot. So he just blows that out completely. The second shot of Rashi was that Rabbah took that normal tzuris. And the shayla was, if an animal does it four times, do you pay in a normal service than the ikshalim? That was one of the second shayla. That's all the Rashi referenced. Rashi didn't like the first shayla. But here we see, from to the second shayla of this Rashi, Rashi is going with that shot. Rashi then is happy to entertain such a shayla. Say, yes, you would pay in Nezik Shalim. You would pay in Nezik Shalim more than would be by normal service. I'll think a chiddush. Normal service, how much you pay? But the Nezik, since you're going on a different masul, maybe you're going to be right. Come on, now, how it makes it worse? Then maybe you know you can put up. You have to pay Nezik Shalim. That's the shine of the Gemara. Do you pay Chatzin Nezik or do you pay Nezik Shalim? I want to add on one likud on this. Both Mahalkim here in this Gemara, both Todim agree that really you should pay Nezik Shalim if it's can. Even though by Tzuris you wouldn't pay, Tzuris you pay Chatzin Nezik. On the fourth time, if you did it in an unusual way, both Mahalkim agree that you would pay Nezik Shalim. Both of these Mahalkim agreed to this Rava's Shail over there. If they are not, both of these Mahalkim want you would pay Nezik Shalim. And yet the first Mahalkim, the first son of the Shail was only pay Chatzin Nezik, but for a different reason. Have a look in the Gemara again. I've just told you the outline of the picture. Then we've said here, there's a Shail here, whether he pays Nezik Shalim because he's caring. That's the Shail. Do you pay Nezik Shalim because you care? Even though it's serious in the normal way, how much would you pay Chatzin Nezik? But because you did Kamos Hazik, maybe you pay Nezik Shalom. The shine in the Gemara, do you pay Nezik Shalom? You only pay Chatzin Nezik. But what's the tzad in this Gemara here? Why you only pay Chatzin Nezik? Have a look in the Gemara here, what we just learned. Have a look. What was the reason why you would only pay Chatzin Nezik? That's the remark, because anyway would have happened. That's why it should be Chatzin Ezer. Not because there's no such thing, how can Karen be more chomo than normal service? Karen can be more chomo than normal service. Just in this particular case here, it would have anyway broken in the normal way. So maybe you don't need to pay for Karen. It's like a separate new shayla. What would be in a case where anyway would have broken by regal? Would you have to pay if it's care? Let me give a second what we just said. So, Kiddushim Gedolim came out from this Rashi. Rashi holds a new Nishlach and a new Pshat. What's the din? This is about a normal case. What's the din? If an animal does tzuris normally 5, 6, 7 times, normal tzuris, how much would he pay? According to this man, I can make a lot. According to Nishlach, what would be the din if he did it normal time, 6, 7 times? Normally, Chatzin Ezek, the story is a very good Chatzin Ezek. But if he does it in an unusual way, and he does it first, second, third time, Chatzin Ezek. Fourth time, Nezek Shalim. Everyone agrees that. That's a taken. That's a given in this thing. An animal that does tzuris in an unusual way is more chomo than an animal that does it in the normal way. You pay Nezek Shalim. But is it not possible to say that? Lishnah of Rashi saying it is like that. But yeah, there's a shayla in the Gemara, do you pay Chatzin Nezek or Nezek Shalim? What's the shayla? We just said, also, if you did it four times, you pay Nezek Shalim. So what's the tzad you should pay Chatzin Nezek? There's the Gemara, because it wouldn't happen anyway. There would be a new shayla. What's the din if you have a Karen, but it wouldn't happen anyway, to a regal. This animal went ahead and smashed up something. The anyway would have happened anyway, and that animal would have nothing. Do we treat it like the more common one, or we say no, we treat it as a more cow one, because anyway it would have happened. What would be in such a case? You have an animal that, sorry, about normal kids, you have an animal where you have a stubborn cow blocking the road, some holy oxen or cow, whatever it's called in India, not budging. And along comes my cow and sees it and goes ahead and gores it and kills it. That was going on in a hazard. But in actual fact, if my animal not angry like that, it would have walked along normally, it would have killed also by trotting over it. Two possible ways that this cow would have died. Either because my cow gored it, or anyway, it would have died if my cow was walking over it and would have died on that. So do we say that's Karen? It's Kamanos Azik. Say, oh, Kamanos Azik is because that's why the thing died. If it would have died anyway because of Regal, so then it's simply Regal. And that's my case in India is a bit far-fetched. This is the case of Gemara is a very, very practical case. Animals walking down and Suris spewing up, Suris getting kicked up because there's loads of Suris. So anyway, that key would have broken. There's no doubt that key would have broken. The actual fact is, my mom went and kicked the stone, and that's what made the key break.
She said,
big deal. It would have broken anyway.
It broken anyway, but
it from my cow. It was broken because my cow was walking.
Oh, okay. I said, sorry, broken.
No. My cow was walking. It was broken.
Why don't you say, you know, the tent walking in a row? So I'm off.
You can hear the chiluk, right?
What?
You can hear the chiluk.
Well, in this case, you're joining another cow, so right. You're entirely correct.
That's the sign of. That's the
sign. I'm still in the car. It's okay. It's not for someone.
You're answering this question with that muscle. You see the chiluk. Okay. We're talking about cases where this animal would have anyway broken the chain, either with it being within regal or within care. So do we say if the kli would have anyway got broken from this walking, so why look at the beita? Anyway, it would have been broken. So therefore, it's just cutting it.
Why not take it further?
Because it's further. It's a different story.
That has two results. And one result is more severe, you know, like the punishment would be more severe than the other. Do you go with the more severe than more, or the less severe?
That's the same. Not that it's the Shandam. That's
good. Right,
this is the place of your Tesla Babakama. That's where the Shadow registered. The Gemalika Shadow says Rasha. Comes to the second child Rasha. The animal was a Karen. The Shadow is, if anyone would have happened to go to the rig, why look at it as Karen? Karen means he did something unusual that should have happened. Yeah, meaning it's Kavanos Razi. That's why it broke. It's not anywhere with the broken. Well, even at the wound, Timmy with the broken. Yeah. It's not the same case, but I look at it as a Bakhtari, you're not hiding. It's not, you're not hiding. Because here in this case, before the animal walked, the Kli was Sholim, or say Sholim and Meves and Sholim. Then this animal walked. What, by walking, this Kli is going to break. But the walkings were broken. So that, so of course, you have to pay.
That walking is the
kind of. Now, instead of walking, you kicked. So not the same. The case of the capital of animal, I'm killing him after it's already been, he's already called a dead guy.
The fact that the animal is there and walking is he's already a dead
creature. As long as the animal hasn't walked, it's not a dead creature. And it's instead of walking, instead of walking, he kicked it. Instead of walking, he kicked it.
That's so right.
It's a different act. Instead of doing this, what would be if instead of basing giving up sa?
It's the same word. Either this means or this means.
Instead of basing giving, what would be the din if a guy, the basin about to paskin, his chayav misa? And then they would have hanged him, and would have hanged him, or done a chenek, whatever it would be. It'd be a chaval of the time, effort on basis. You know, somebody just goes and kills him. Would that person be chayav misa? One. The enemy's going to get killed. He's not about to say it's Chayim Nisim. As long as he hasn't said based on it's Chayim Nisim, not Chayim Nisim. That would be an example of this. You go, okay, two ways to kill him, either based in or him. What's your Chayim?
Well, we just said the second animal walked in and you see it's going on that path, it's not stopping him going back.
To say that.
So we just asking, is dead. Yeah,
this animal.
He is dead.
Stop. It's not dead yet.
No.
When the animal.
He doesn't have to suck the dog to be killed. Oh, the guy who got stuck the dog to be killed.
He was like, okay. Be very honest with you, even if you were all in the house, everything that you're there. It's not the same.
The value
took a picture of this cow walking on this road. The value of its buys. Street value is almost no one's gonna buy it now.
Has anyone got a riot from any places somewhere that we've learned? They've throws are coming towards a clean. The clean is not considered broken.
The car again.
Basically, it's animate based, the bush places.
Oh, the arrow.
Right. It's coming towards the clean, the clean's not really. But the shy way is clean.
It's the monetary value.
It doesn't make a difference.
But it's
said that. First, in that case, if somebody does service, even though it's only because it's broken once the service hits it, you have to pay.
What's the value?
As a shaman, it was before you started kicking.
So there's like
the case he was spoken about, this animal was walking. Now, this animal's walking, the animal is growing clean, but the animal grows clean on your in Kabbalah Selahazik. But if the actual walking, even if it wouldn't have been Kabbalah, it would have done the same activity. So do we say Kabbalah because it doesn't? So what?
That kick that instead of doing with the kick,
without kicking, that contact that I had with that stone, there are two ways of contacting it.
Was it deep broken yet?
No. But the contact with that stone, which if he done it with a soft manner, would have broken that cleat. Okay. He actually did it with a soft manner, so he broke the cleat. What's the difference? Why? Because the contact was stronger, should it make any difference?
Because it was the meat, though, the action of
meat. And therefore
what? And that's what it should be.
But the cleat would have broken that.
That you haven't told us close that it could be, it's not broken yet.
Because listen to this point, please. Okay, the contact, yeah, we need you here. The contact between the stone and the foot is what broke the key. Now, this stone, call it pebble two, came in contact with the right leg. That's what broke the key. Now, the contact could have been a soft contact without any kavanah hazik, and it would have broken the kli. Or with kavanah hazik, and it would have broken the kli. It's the same stone which would have broken the kli. And the shaila is, do we say, for the fact that the contact was this way, it is different to the contact this way. Either way, the contact would have broken the kli. So why should we say because he did a stronger, but it's got more halachas, more common.
Yeah.
The key would have broken softer. So why should we put out the common osalazi? Even without kabbalasazi, it would have been exactly the same.
You can.
It's the same. Or he would have killed it. Right? He was warned. He wasn't warned.
So it's a bit time since it was supposed to be a toxic.
You can make the question more complicated by or add to it by saying the owner of the animal that did the damage has got a responsibility and he's forewarned in relation to his animal and he's got a responsibility when the animal is walking. If the animal, the owner is no more forewarned if he's kicking something than it's just walking normally. The owner's responsibility is exactly the same to look after an animal. And if it had been walking normally, he got the duty to look after it and avoid damages in which is a nizik, and therefore he's got the same responsibility whether it's boot or walking. The problem with that approach is if you're in your Rishus HaRabim, it just doesn't work.
Two measures the offer to the typing, yeah. So we are saying, and that's what we're trying to explain, we are saying that the reason why I have to pay for the key that broke is that I have to look after my hand. That's why I have to pay for the key that broke. So it was on me to pay for the key that broke because I was meant to look after it. And the Torah says, if you walk in the normal way, it's a cap, you only have to pay 50%. That's the Torah gave you a 50% let off. Why? Because, and even though I knew it could have happened, so it's 50%. Because my animal did it in an unusual way, and you can also have it, I should have to pay more. Why? What's the swap of that sort of thing? That key would have broken anyway. I was anyway meant to look after that key, and I didn't look after that key, and I would only have to pay 50%. So because it's Kibbutz Hazik, it should be a different halacha. That's the swap of the Gemara. And the Gemara is saying, this is not good. Time when at the end of the day, the Gemara is saying, do we look at the kli would have broken? You only have to pay for keren differently to Shem Regel because the kli broke due to keren, because of keren, because of Kavanos Razik. When in this case, it didn't break because Kavanos Razik, it would have broken anyway. Oh no, you pay for, and therefore in this case, you don't pay Chatzin Ezek. Oh no, you pay for keren because that it is. It did the Kavanos Razik, you have to pay. That's the summary of the Gemara, and the Gemara leaves it as a table. So the two mountains by the Mashi, what's the topic? Do we treat it as a Keren and do we treat it as a Regel? What's it stored in? First mountain of Rashi was, do you treat it as a Keren and you pay quarter of it? If you would all give Shinui the Tsurios, you would pay a quarter. A topic, this side is a Gemara on a topic of Rav Ashi. Or a new shayla, do we say, of course, a regular does something, so is it does something, not so, so is that an ishinui, you do it four times, of course that's nezek shalom, of course it's keren, that's not regular. And certainly it would be nezek shalom. But shayla is why, but anyway, would have broken from the same act, would have broken from due to regal, maybe then you wouldn't say the chumras of. Yeah. That's the shayla of the Gemara. And in the third shot in the sugya, although we don't normally like to learn more than one mahalach in the sugya, here Rashi gives us two and Tosis gives us a third. Have you seen Tosis the Manasseh B'Mokrin? No. If not, so I'm going to let you do it. I want to tell you to look at Tosis B'Mokrin and also to look at the Rosh. See, we're going to do it today, we'll do it on Sunday mitzvah. The Rosh per base. You can look for it in our institution, know where it is. Big base, the Rosh. Oiso Mahaleches. It's Simon base, very base Simon base. This is big. Yeah, very base Simon base.
New base?
Simon base. Bet, yeah. Big bet, Simon bet. It's quite a long simon, this one. So you have to go to, you see that you test some of the aleph. You see that you test some of the aleph in it? It's like a square wagon. That isn't one. No, it's not the base before that. Anyway, if it's between your test some of the aleph and your test some of the base, there should be a paragraph beginning with. Yeah, very good. So that's the Rosh you have to see until the end of that paragraph. Okay, so this Rosh is goes together with Tosis. The Tosis and the Rosh. It's a shame we'll do that on Sunday. Let's keep going to Gemara. Back to the Gemara for the beginning of the line. It was going in Rishus HaRabim. It was walking in Rishus HaRabim. No, Shen Regal Acharim in Rishus HaRabim. What's that like? Only Karen scribes. So it was walking in Rishus HaRabim. We're missing out these words. Ubato. The animal was walking in Rishus HaRabim and it walked and it kicked up some stones unintentionally, and those stones broke it. What's the din of tsuris in Mishnah Sarabim? What's the din of tsuris in Mishnah Sarabim? That's a shayla. Mo! What would you say? Moshut! Mishnah Sarabim, what would I say? Moshut? Moshut, it's regular. Says Rashi, says the Gemara, no. Mo! The Karen would mean a thing. You compare it to Karen. Why should you compare it to Karen? They both share the same Chatzin Eved.
We were kicked out for the right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but still, because the Chatzin Eved has to stop.
So you compare it to Karen. It's not Karen. You compare it to Karen. Madmina me, you compare it to Karen, and it'd be Chai and Minushus Rabbi. Why should you compare it to Karen? Because they're both Chatzin Eved.
Like,
Maybe, and then it's okay. So it's not on regal. Should be potter, Mishnah Sarabim. Well, this is a tzadi, the yachayim for okay in Mishnah Sarabim. Yeah, well, it's okay.
But if it's in stone, it's more.
There's a tzad in the Gemara that, and it's not just the tzad that we'll see, that tzuris in a shazarabim should be chay. Why? Because the chatinezek, chatinezek you pay just like by Karen, Karen's chay, shazarabim, so to him. So this, the kuda, is something which is something for us to realize. We always understood that Yosef would be the one that's shouting it, that the reason why you're potter and Shusser Rabin to pay for Rego is because my animals have to walk down the street, and some of which I have to expect it. So you can't expect me to be chayiv for the fact my animal's walking down the street. I'm walking down the street. That's the walk down the street. If he does something, Kevano says he may not have to pay. It's dumb. Animal walking down the street, maybe they don't have to pay for it. This Gemara is flying in the face of that. This Gemara is saying, even if it's a normal thing for the animal to do, walking down the street, it'd be chayim and Mishnah Rabbah. Shine in the Gemara. Maybe it should be chayim and Mishnah Rabbah.
How can that be? How can...
Half a second. The Torah said, you pay chatzinezek. And we know where else do we find the Torah, the idea of chatzinezek? Karen. And Karen, you have to pay Mishnah Rabbah. It's a giloy. Now here also you have to ban Mishnah Sarabim.
I didn't see if the rest of the Chatzinezek is the Torah's lessening burden. So here we're increasing the burden.
Right.
You're lessening the burden by Ellen, you're increasing.
Right. Yes,
yeah, if the animal was just walking down the street and there weren't any Torah's at all and it did the damage, it would be Regel and it would be Potter because it's Mishnah Sarabim. Right. If it's walking down the street and there are a Torah's Karucha, then it would also be Potter because it's still regular and it's still in Rishus
HaRabim. No.
But that's if it's kicking, but not if it's
walking. No, walking. We took out the word the Potter. It's in brackets.
Okay. Well, in that case, you're trying to create a situation where you're more liable for Tsoyos than you are for ordinary regular, which doesn't make sense.
Right. Which is a lawyer's nightmare. It's like even more harder than hard.
What is the rush to it?
Right, what's the rush to it? So let's first of all, this actual sudden the Gemara is going to throw out. This shayla, you see, I'm bringing out now because in the hemshach of the Gemara, it comes back and it's something to remember. So let's see. The Gemara says, what's the Gemara say? Oh, my lady. Mistaba told the regal. It's Mistaba that's told the regal. Meaning, like we're saying, in the end of the day, it's okay. There's no way it's going to be more chomor than the goof. How can that be? Right?
The same way in the Gemara before that we were trying to say that it shouldn't be Karen and it should be regal, is because it was urche.
It wouldn't be okay. There was a shayla. It wasn't okay, but it could have been okay. Here, it is okay. And if it would be good, it would be potter. If it doesn't make serious, There's a tzad, maybe you're kaya. So the Gemara said, that's no. Mistava avada, it's regular. Fine. So that was maybe a havamina, which I'm just bringing out the havamina because it's negative, and I'm sure. But, top, mistava, it's regular. Fine.
Hello, why do we have to say, going back to the lab, why do we have to say it's all in the regular? Why don't I just say, it's kickstarted and broken? It could have just paused. Then I never got the hook. That's what the problem is.
They're not the right thing.
No, I said, they could have just walked on this.
Last time, the stone would anyway, that stone would anyway have broken that kli.
And the cow was not on it?
Had it turned, had it gone that way, yeah. The animal wasn't going that way, the animal was going straight. And the kli was over there. The reason why it broke is the stone went in that direction and broke it. The animal wasn't going there, the animal wouldn't have broken it. The animal could have broken it, wouldn't have broken it, if you knew how it was going. The previous case, that kli would have broken regardless, however, the animal would have walked.
Same last thing.
Huh?
Same speed.
Everything. The kli would have broken in the normal way. Otherwise, not shining. The stone would have anyway broken. Just happened to be the animal kicked it. Would have anyway happened. Okay, shine of the gun. So we've thrown out this shine. Okay, let's move on to the next shine here. What's the din when the animal kicked in Rishus HaRabim and it broke in Rishus HaYochid? Now, what's the din there? It kicked in Rishus HaRabim. It wasn't not the Kavanos HaHazik. It's not the Kavanos HaHazik. It's Rishus HaRabim, Vezik Rishus HaYochid. What's the din? What's the shayla? What's the shayla? The mites that the kli broke in a shesayochit. The shesayochit, you're dying for it.
The act was only done in shesayochit, but the
damage was in shesayochit. The Torah is the Rebbe's day achit. That the damage in a shesayochit. It did happen in a shesayochit, though you're chag like this. Says the Gemara, Omele Akira Inkan, Anochi Yishkan. Akira Inkan, Anochi Yishkan. Akira Inkan, Anochi Yishkan. I don't understand you. The act, you couldn't be chayv for the act. And you're going to be chayv for the damage. Why not chayv? Why not chayv? Because this act is an act of Champotah for. So I'm going to be chayv for the fact.
Because the consequence.
It's a muscle. Akira ain't got an
Shabbos?
Yeah, a Shabbos. A Shabbos, you have halacha. You need to, in order to be chayv, you need to have Akira and Anoch. Of course, it can't be chayv. If you just have anoch, you're not going to be chayv. It means to say the same thing. This activity which the animal did was not an activity they'd be chayv for. And it's surrounding. And it's a tzadah for which we chayv. For the fact that it landed and broke when it landed. That's what it landed.
So if you're walking next to
Rishus HaYochid, just the opposite. The Torah says you're allowed to walk in Rishus HaYochid. You don't expect you to look after animals in Rishus HaYochid. So maybe you shouldn't look at it. Who says that you're in Rishus HaYochid? Maybe the Torah says that you're walking in Rishus HaYochid. You're not talking to Shusra.
We learned by
don't bring in three different things, but it's not going to work.
Okay.
You had a question, but yeah, your question is the answer. Why are you shouting that?
I'm trying to understand how important this is for Shabbos as the Hispanic
The it means to say that it can't be that you're trying to pay for something if you didn't do an act of damage.
Yeah.
Cannot be if you didn't do an act of damage. Yeah. Now, this act which I did was an act which the Torah says impossible.
When it ends, it's
right. That's what Gemara is saying, not like that. Gemara is saying the act was you just put two together. That's right. From experience. Where are we holding? The Torah says that you, let's go with this Rosh, You don't in Shusha Yochi, in Shusha Rabbi, you don't need Brokhafti. You can expect the animal to walk, you're okay. So for the activity which the animal did, I'm not chayav for. It just happened to be landed in Shusha Yochi. So if the act was an act which I'm not chayav for, the nature of this, I should be chayav to pay the damages for an activity that I wasn't chayav for. That's what it means. A key ain't chayav, I'm not chayav for. I never did tell a key to be chayav, to stop being chayav, to be chayav for. It was a muscle, but that's what it means. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring rights for it. Ayin and a half. We have to get Mitzvah on Sunday. We'll have Shiva. We have to get to the two dots and the Tosas, the Mokoi, with the Rosh. Okay, so there's homework to do before Sunday. Just very brief thought on Parshas Ayeshev. Yeah, it says in this week's Parsha that. Yosef was sold by his brothers, and it says again the opening part of this vault is a very famous vault. It says the Pasuk says that he was sold to Israelim, and they were carrying on the voice, sorry, the loit. There was some type of spices. So the reason is because, like Rashi explains, that it's not fitting for Yosef to be with the bad smell. Yishmaelim normally are carrying tar. Why they're carrying spices? Hashem arranged at this time they should be having spices. There's not much in for a tzaddik to be in such a matzah. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks, he elaborates. Yosef was in probably his most depressing time in his life. He was coming from Yaakov, who loved his son Ben Zakurim. And he's being sold as an eved, not knowing his future, but now being sold out to Mitzrayim and his brothers. They acted not like brothers should behave, and they managed horrible. Nobody would do such a thing. They obviously they had kashfirmas, but that's not the point here. And he was probably feeling down in the dumps. And Hashem saying, okay, let's give him zeh. Don't give him zeh. Give him nice spices. As if that would make any difference to Yosef. He's feeling so down and depressed. That should make any difference. So we come to Evitz. All the Muslims are questions with the answers. The answer is the question. And the question is the answer. Yes, it's true. If someone's giving Ben Adam, being a normal guy, if giving a punishment, so then someone's not going to be judged. Okay, I've got to give this level of punishment. But Hashem, when Hashem's giving a punishment to somebody, whatever the cheshbon is, it's all oisker cheshbon. Down to the last thing. If he deserves it, he'll get it. If he doesn't deserve it, he won't get it. So yes, Hashem said, yes, Yosef, whatever the cheshbon was, he had to go to Mitzrayim. Oh, but he didn't deserve being in a smelly situation. That tzar would be a minimal, more tzar to Yosef. Yes, that minimal thing is why Hashem said he doesn't deserve. He's not going to get it. I saw that there's a very deep nekuda here. That often, this is often a thing that doesn't get a clap from Hashem, but very often, there's like a small bit of orin, small bit of light in this club they got. This is a case of Yosef. He was sent down to Mitzrayim, terrible club here, terrible Einish. But there's a small thing here, this Besonim. Tzadikim, they used to, whenever something bad used to happen to them, they used to look for this Nekudas Ha'oi, for this tiny cloud, silver lining of a cloud. Why? What's the point? The reason why Hashem does it, we said one thing, is all those Hashem, that is a deeper point. Hashem wants to show he's there. Hashem wants to show he's there. That's the point. That a person gets, where's Hashem? Where's Hashem in all of that, in all this? If there's an akuda sa'ori there, there's never this silver lining. It's Hashem's way of showing you, know, I'm here, I'm watching you. Although you're in this matzav, I'm here, I'm watching you. That's the side which Yosef had there. That yes, Hashem was sending him down to Mitzrayim. Hashem was telling him, I'm here with you, and you're going down to Mitzrayim. I'm here with you. Look, I'm giving you this pesachim. If a person would look for these things, and some Yosef did, that's the biggest nachama for him. It's the biggest help for him to be able to go through these matzavim. Told in the time of the Holocaust, that's what a lot of people that had to survive, that's what they did. That people felt that eventually was left them completely. Another used to look for some type of silver lining, something, and they realized eventually was with them, even in this Gam Gates Amoris.
So I saw that that's also the pshat by Hanukkah. The famous Kasha, Beis Yosef, what are the 8 days of Hanukkah? And the answer is given, one of the answers is because they found the Parshami. Okay, found the Parshami. It sounds like a Tevetic thing. What's the find the Parshami? I saw that, no, I'll be this. My uncle, Chaim Kaplan, said this. I'll be this, that they came, the Beis Mikdash was a destroyed thing. Where's Hashem in all this? What's... And then they found this Parshem, which was Shomer, which was protected. That was the little silver line that Hashem was showing, yes, I'm here with you. And that's what gave them the Chiddush to go weiter. So that's the nest of the Parshem, and the nest that we found it is the nest, the oil, the little oil that Hashem was showing, he's still there with them. Okay, you should have a good Shabbos. Kol Tov, Reb Yaakov.
Shabbos.
Charles, I should